Today our Devo is going to be studying the Bible. And I say studying the Bible because I believe there's a difference between reading your Bible and studying your Bible. The difference is when you read your Bible, sometimes you can read it and not get anything from it. But when you study your Bible, you're going to get something from it and you're going to learn something. So, why should we study our Bibles? There's three reasons that I want to get into for why you should study your Bible. First off, the Bible is the key to salvation. Without the Bible, there's no way you're going to make it to heaven. And we see that in many denominations these days that they take the Bible and they use it as a guide to an extent, but if we want to change this, we change this. If we want to change that, we change that. We don't ever stick straight to the Bible in these denominations. You can't do that. You can't make it to heaven if you're not following exactly what God says. The second thing is, if you don't study your Bible, how are you going to teach this to somebody else? How are you going to teach your neighbors, your coworkers, even your kids? In Mark 6:15, Jesus gave the Great Commission to go out into all the world and teach the Bible. And in 2 Timothy 4:2, says, preach the word. How can we do that if we don't even know what the word says? We need to get into the Bible and study it. This is a major problem that we're seeing in the church today is our young kids do not know what the Bible says. I've had many conversations that you'll bring something up that's just basic, and they'll be like, that's in the Bible. I never knew that. We're having a problem where we're not learning, and we're having kids walk away because they don't know how to defend their faith. I was looking at some studies the other day, and I think it was 57% of young adults between the age of 18 and 27 leave the church within that time because they don't know the Bible. 57%. We're losing 57% of the church that quick. And then we bring this on to bringing this home. How can you teach your children if you don't know? That's impossible. You can't. And in Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9, let me open to that. There we go. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, and the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. These words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and shall talk to them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontals on your forehead. You shall write them on your doorpost of your house and your gates. This is talking to the Jews at the time. But God wanted his word in the home then, and he wants his word in the home now. I broke down the numbers, and if you bring your kid to Sunday morning worship, class and worship, Sunday morning or Sunday evening and Wednesday, out of the hours of their life that they will spend, a 42nd of it will be devoted to God right there, if just by bringing them to church. A 42nd, that's a small number. So you've got a 42nd that you're bringing them to church and they're getting something about God. That means 41th of their life, 41 out of 42 of their life, they're learning something different. And in nowadays in the school, in the systems, they're trying to catch your kid at such an early age to teach him stuff like evolution, which is a complete false, and they know it. I was watching a video of Science versus Evolution. It's put out by the Apologetics Press. And they were talking about some of the stuff that you'll see in the biology textbook And they're saying, well, half this stuff has been disproven by the scientists that put it in there. But they still put it in there to put in their case because you'll never figure it out unless you're really studying it. So unless your kid goes, well, maybe I should question this, they're going to take it as fact, and they're not going to question it. My third point for why you should study the Bible is because it's going to make your life a lot easier. God gives us the commandments to how we should live our lives. And many of the conflicts that we come on with our own lives is because we don't follow God's law. Most of the stuff that we do is because of self-infliction. Now, I'm not saying that if you follow God's word that you're not going to have any problems in your lives. But, you know, if let's say you cut out lying, okay, you're not going to have friends that can't trust you. That when you say something to them and say, hey, yeah, I'll be there at this time, they're not going to have a backup plan or go, no, I'd rather have somebody else do this for me, you know? So now that we've got this, how can you study your Bible? I've got six different things that will help you. And first thing is you got to read your Bible. There's no cliff notes that you can go take to just sum up the Bible and there you go. You really need to get into the Bible. You need to read the Bible. The second thing is when you're through reading, you need to reflect on what you've read. You know, don't just read it and, well, I'm done for the day. I've got my five chapters in. I'm good. Go back and look at it and contemplate on what you've read. Third thing is take notes. Back in high school, I could always tell when I'd taken good notes on a subject or not in history class by what I got on my test at the end of the week. If I had taken notes, I'd done really good, probably an A. If I hadn't, I'm surfing there at the C and the F. That's just one of the things, is I can remember stuff a lot better if I write it down. The fourth thing is, if you read something you don't understand, there's references in your Bible. You can use those to kind of get the picture of what it's talking about. Now, if that doesn't clear it up 100%, ask somebody. Don't just sit there and go, oh, well, I don't know what it's talking about. I'll just flip on and go on. Ask somebody. We have many people in this congregation that can answer most of your questions. We have Ed and Bob, and we have many other people that can answer your questions. Five, flashcards. This is a real good thing. If you want to start memorizing verses, when you come across a verse you really like, write it down on a flashcard. And at the end of the day, just pull out those flashcards and run through them and see how many of them you can remember. Six, study books or commentaries. The thing about those, though, is these are not a great place to start for somebody that is just starting. You don't, like on this building, you don't build the rest of it unless you've built the foundation. You need the foundation. If you start in commentaries and things like that, usually what I've found is you get a lot more confusion and a lot more questions come up than if you just started with the Bible and started that way. Don't take shortcuts. But as we come to a conclusion of this, I want to offer the Lord's invitation. Maybe you've been struggling in your life and you'd like repentance, or maybe you haven't been baptized. And the water's ready. So if you have needs, come now.